Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sigmund serial data, and serial sister, you'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald. Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. Well, we have one of your favorite returning guests. It's not Chris Frangiola, but it's the next best female version, Sarah Colonna. Welcome.
Hey, girl.
Welcome to Juicy Scoop. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I saw you. Well, I saw you at our Christmas party.
Actually, what? Peter, why don't you come in for the top of the show right here? When I found out, only after I returned back from a very fun Christmas party, Peter let me know that he had clogged up your toilet again and had to stop John and disturb him from his other guests. And I said, please tell me you're lying. Please tell him. He said he's not. And then he said that John said, there's something wrong with that toilet. You know, these brand new houses seem to have problems.
Yeah.
And I said, that is a, he was lying to you.
Well, I mean,
how many people?
We've had like
clogged,
a lot of like
have clogged
pool parties.
Yes. Have clogged that toilet in your 5 years of living in that brand new structure?
One person, Peter.
Twice.
So, yeah. You know, I think that the first time it was the smaller bathroom toilet, and the second time it was the other one. So it's not even one toilet. He's gone and done it to two toilets.
Well, we are inviting you on our boat, and I would like you to fill John's morning breakfast with a ton of fiber. I'd like him to take the biggest dump in a toilet on a boat, because just, that's always an issue.
Have him drink a giant coffee.
And then just have you guys run off the boat. And
I'll just
be like,
swim away forever.
Just swim away and just go, hey, Peter, I'm sure this toilet gets clogged all the time. And then just go away.
What do you think it is about our house that makes you have to go number two?
I'm literally I'm like, are you saving it? Like, what is up?
It's like my mom always says she has to go when she walks into Walmart.
Well, and mine I is feel Target. Like, Target, and only my home store Target, not other Targets. Just the one, because it's just a, you know, it's home.
It's your relaxing place.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess I should take that as a compliment. Peter just feels very at home.
I mean, Chris said at least he didn't lay down on the couch. He did stay and he was upright most of the party.
Yeah. You know, and I didn't know about it until the next day either. I was kept that.
How did John
kept from me?
How did John tell you when you recapped the party?
He said, oh, Peter clogged our toilet again. And I said, you have to be joking. And he said, no. But I told him that there was something wrong with the toilet because I didn't want him to feel bad.
See? See how nice that is? And see how dumb he is that he believed it. He was like, I'm gonna look into, you know, helping John with his plumbing problems. And I'm gonna make sure they have the proper plunger. I'm like, Peter, he's lying.
The proper plunger. That would be great if you just... I think that you should just start coming over with a
plunger.
Forget
a bottle of wine. Forget your favorite tequila.
No, just bring a bottle of plunger.
That's what every party we come to, we're going to buy the most expensive plunger and put a little bow on it, and that's what we arrive to at your house.
Maybe we could have like a gold handle or something.
Yeah, something classy.
Like a nice one.
Go do it. Go do it, Peter. Go roll away and go.
Be careful in Target.
So you had a good New Year's.
We did, yeah.
Yes. You did New Year's Eve shows.
I did New Year's Eve shows in Tacoma. It was really, really fun.
Good.
It was great. There was like snow happening, and then I was like, is it gonna all get shut down? I don't know, but
yeah,
it turned out great. So what did you guys do?
We just went to Mastro's with the boys in Malibu.
Oh, nice.
And we're home, didn't even like stay up or dance around or anything.
I like, if I'm not working, I don't want to be out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. I don't even know why we did that, except Peter made the reservation. I was like, all right, let's do it. We were supposed to go to a bigger party and my friend's country club. It was a disco theme. And I said, I'm all over TMZ for going to a super spreader event with Jeff Lewis. So even though I'm COVID free and we tested and we showed our vax cards, still 8 people or something got it. So maybe I don't want to be like the person at a big party.
You just want to lay low.
Yeah. So I'll just sit at my private table with my kids. Still, knock on wood, COVID free family. Still.
Us too.
Now I'm like, is there something wrong with us?
John and I were having this conversation yesterday because I'm like, how have we not? Not that, you know, we're being careful, but we, you know.
Travel, yeah, been on trips, gone to parties. Yeah. Yes, vaccinated, all that. But, like, it's kind of crazy.
I was worried after our Christmas party. I was scared because, like, when we planned it, it seemed like a better idea. And then all of a sudden it got closer. Like, and then you're like, oh, shit. But, you know, we kept it mostly outside. Everyone that we invited was vaccinated. I know that doesn't seem to, like, whatever. But, it seemed to stop it from, like, people getting cases, obviously. But I was like, oh, my God. After a week, we were like, okay, nobody's texted us. Like, we didn't have a super spreader event. Nobody got sick. Like, thank God.
So my sister, who her whole family and is vaccinated and had stayed COVID-free this whole time, she got it. And then everybody got tested. And then her husband's results came back and he texted her and he's like, ready for a date night? Because she was alone in the room for 3 days.
oh my God.
So then she's like, yeah, come on in.
Oh my God.
And now, and the whole family has it. The one daughter has no symptoms, but the whole family has it. And I'm like, well, isn't that, I'm providing you're all okay. And they all like didn't go anywhere until the test results got back. They're really good about like definitely not associating with anybody, going to stores, nothing. But I'm like, well, now you're like your own little pod. And isn't it almost like a relief if providing you're not you're okay after?
Like if you have a mild case that you just get it over with.
Now, who knows what the next strain will be. But my understanding is...
Can they call it Deltacron or some shit?
At least aren't you kind of good for 6 months or not? I guess everything's out the window.
I don't know, but I think...
But the people that have had it are... The people that are getting it again for the second time...
Had it like the first
time. It like 6 months ago.
Right.
So I'm just saying, like, does that mean like you're good for 6 months? But I just don't think they know anything.
Well, because they keep saying like everyone's going to get it. But that's, we were very much like, and then we're like, maybe we had it at one point and just didn't ever know it. Like,
who knows?
I don't know.
I mean, it is what it is.
I know.
I do feel like weirdly special. I do.
I did until I talked to you, and now I realize we're the same family like you.
Or Jesus loves us a lot. It just was like, these girls need to keep the world laughing. We're essential workers of comedy.
That's true. Yeah, we are.
Yes.
That's true.
But speaking of comedy, very sad news.
I know.
I was driving Drake to go to the airport. He left to go all the way to Tempe, Arizona, which, by the way, I'll be there February 4th and 5th.
Oh, nice.
With Justin Martindale is joining me. And just like that, we're going to have a comedy concert.
Yes, that
comedy concert like Shay Diaz on the hit the hit comedian of And Just Like That. But yes. And that's where I heard the news that Bob Saget died right after he performed some shows. He was only 65. Looked great.
He looked great. And his last post just like gave me such the weird, like it was so eerie because it was like I had an amazing show tonight and I feel like I did when I was doing this in my 20s and I'm back and I'm loving stand up and like literally died like right after he wrote that. It's
so they
insane.
don't know. They said, as far as I guess the people on the scene said, there was no foul play, like no murder or anything or you know,
suicide
self-inflection or anything. No drugs that they know of on the scene. I assume they'll do an autopsy to know more of what happened. But they're not saying anything. They're not saying heart attack. They're not saying anything.
I know, because I wonder, I mean, if it was like, you know, obviously we have no idea, but like the first thing you kind of think is like, oh, heart attack. Like, like when John Ritter, remember, died out of nowhere because he had an underlying condition that nobody
like
knew
a
about.
Time
bomb. Yeah.
I don't know, but
I don't know.
I mean, really, really, really well-liked. I've only like seen him in a room a couple times. I always thought he was tall and cute.
Yeah.
Kind of my type.
He was always really nice.
And
to
you know,
everyone.
And it was always like the cool surprising thing about his stand up is that his stand up was like super dirty and edgy, yet he was like America's Home
Dad.
Videos.
Yeah.
And he did, of course, Full House. So he had this like, but you know, everybody on set always really liked him. All the other comedians really liked him and everyone was telling really nice tributes. But I mean, it just, and it's, so I was like, God, a lot of comedians have died in hotel rooms, which makes sense because if you're a road comedian, You are on the road a lot.
I guess that's where you spend a lot. It's almost like dying in your house when you're someone that tours that much, I guess.
I mean, it's just like, I looked it up, and John Belushi, Mitch Hedberg, Greg Giraldo, Chris Farley. John Candy was in a rental house, so I don't know if he was like performing, but he wasn't a stand-up.
I think he was an actor. I think he was doing a movie or something.
And John Panette.
Right.
Oh, right. Those are just John a few Panette. That I looked up. So, I mean, but it... You know, it was a nice hotel. A lot of people were saying that. A lot of because comedians, like, of course, we right away say at least it was a Ritz.
Yeah, at least it wasn't.
But I do say that when Peter wants to book me places, I now am at a stage of my life that I'm like, I better pick the nicer hotels just in case.
You don't want your last moments to be in like
a Travelodge,
right? Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't.
No, like, no, that's fair.
I want like you know decent lighting. Not too bright.
House, you know, which room service.
Definitely a room service situation, which with COVID, a lot of places just don't have room service. But, I know. Which is a huge bummer. But anyway, I feel really badly. He was married, divorced with adult children, and then he was married in 2018 to like this really pretty travel blogger girl.
Yeah, Kelly.
I don't think they had any kids. I don't know if that was their plan to have any. I mean, she was like 40 something.
So you had like twins and then another kid, right? Like, is that where that,
the, with the three first kids?
Yeah. Yeah. So they got to be, I mean, they're, you know, probably in their 30s, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, they have to be devastated. That's really young to lose.
And just like to the people that saw him this weekend in Florida.
So weird.
Like, that's just like heartbreaking. Yeah. Like, so really
show.
Sad, but, really, really well liked. Like,
yeah.
I've never heard a negative thing.
No,
so
me neither.
That's sad. Golden Globes, had no idea. It happened last night. They did not even televise it.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, the Golden Globes last night?
Yes.
When?
And they didn't even do, and I guess only like one person decided to like show their face on Zoom. I have no idea where it is. It happened last night.
Wait, this is so bizarre because I haven't read anything about it. I wasn't like on, you know, I do my daily scroll in the morning on Twitter and the news and whatnot. I never read anything about it. And
well, good thing you came to Juicy Scoop.
I know. Now I'm going to learn who won.
The most unjuicy scoop in the world is that no one cares about this Golden Globe. All I can say is.
But last year, didn't they do it with.
I think they did it via Zoom or partial. I don't even know. The years blend together of pre-COVID and post-COVID.
Because I'm thinking about the I'm thinking about when like Eugene like they went for Schitt's Creek or something and they were all in a
oh yes. Like, okay, so that was last year.
Was that last year?
But
was
I don't even know if
Globes?
That was Golden Globes or Emmys or I don't even know what. It all like
it's blending all together, it is.
I mean, I definitely think like America was moving away from caring about these awards.
Yeah.
Then COVID, then political stuff happened that divided because, you know, nobody wanted to hear the stars' political views on their posts, but on their accepting their awards. But that's happened throughout history. But it was like a heightened of like, so it was getting bad ratings.
People getting tired of it.
People just moving away from caring about these kind of shows. And also just like awards in general just don't really fit, I think, with like the way we're viewing society today. Like, it just feels weird.
Yeah.
And then there's just so many choices that it's not like when Kramer versus Kramer won and like 90% of the people watching the Oscars knew the movie Kramer versus Kramer or whatever.
Right. No, that's true. Now it's like they'll put out a list and I'm like, I don't even know.
Like,
especially with TV and movies this past couple years, because it's like, I don't
know. And Golden Globes is both. So there's even more. There's movies, TVs. What's considered a TV show versus a Netflix thing versus having to go to the actual movie theater? Anyway.
Well, who won?
I mean, I don't even know. She won. Our girl won.
I love
from
Jean Smart.
What's the name of the show? Hacks, so good.
Or did she win for the other one?
They said weren't broadcast anywhere tonight, but they still happened somewhere on the internet. Didn't catch it. No worries. We have you covered. Well, I don't even know if she won. Oh. The list of the winners, yes, Jean Smart won. But how, like, I don't know if Jean Smart has ever won a Golden Globe or an Emmy before from Designing Women. I don't know if she's won. I'm sure she's been nominated.
I don't think
but
she
to,
ever
like,
did.
Get to this part time in your life. That you really did grow up watching awards show and practicing. Like, I've always practiced my speech of what I'd get. And I'm just so grateful.
You want to give it to me?
I will. And then you're going to do yours. And okay. I'm just going to say I'm just so grateful that Hollywood has turned their back on me and I haven't acted in anything in years. Because if I was in a series that was nominated, I was nominated this year, and this was the coverage of the Golden Globes, I would be really pissed.
You would, yeah.
So you know, Jean Smart's you. Like,
I mean, I know she's, you know, she seems, I'm sure she has bigger fish to fry, but I'm sure
no,
there's
I don't
part
think so.
Of her. There can't be, there's no way not part of you. It's like, come on, guys, really? Like, I won.
And also, I like, probably a month ago, I'm assuming it was on. Because, like, a month ago, we had really low numbers, or 6 weeks ago, we had low numbers. So many Californians are vaccinated. Certainly everybody in the industry, if you want to work, has to be vaccinated and tested.
Yeah.
So they were I'm assuming it was going to happen probably up until a few weeks ago.
Right.
So she probably had her dress, had her speech.
Now, do you still put on your dress if they're not even?
I don't think so. Why get in Spanx and everything? Like, I'd just rather just, like, sit at home and get the call that I want or whatever. Because a lot of them didn't even, like, do a Zoom acceptance.
You wouldn't put on your dress and maybe make your kids serve you hors d'oeuvres on a little platter or something and just pretend that
I
you
guess
were...
if I still have to come up with content. But if I'm a full movie star, maybe I don't have to.
Right.
All
movie
right,
stars
so
seem to really like having making content.
Should we do our speeches?
Yeah, I don't know that. You go first.
Okay, then you can.
I'm just
going to
copy yours.
Okay.
Okay, wait, hold on.
You got to announce it.
Yeah, I'm going to announce
it. And come up with some of the people that I was with. Just make up anything.
Okay, okay. Okay, for best actress in a comedy series, the nominees are Julia Roberts in What's Up With My Fence. Love that show. Kelly Osbourne for The View.
I'm waving, by the way. Yeah. I'm being me, and I'm waving to the other girls, acting like I'm super happy that they were nominated as well.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston in Friends Reunion. And, of course, Heather McDonald in Woodland Hills House Living. And the winner is, from Woodland Hills House Living, Heather McDonald.
What? Oh.
I knew it. Oh, congratulations, Heather.
Oh, my God. And to beginning this award from you, Sarah Colonna, who won last year. My God, we've known each other. We've been through a lot. Amazing. I can't believe I'm here with some of my favorite actresses of all time. Kelly Osbourne, like, I mean, from the purple hair to the darker purple hair, you have shook me. Julia Roberts, best smile on earth. Jen Aniston, one of my favorite impressions. You were great. Oh my God. Who else did you say? That was it, I think.
That was it.
It was a small pool this year.
Yeah.
I just want to say, when we started doing this show, it was just this little production that out of my house in Woodland Hills, and I, you know, I was able to get my kids to work for me and hired a couple other people that were desperate, and Peter brought some cameras, and we had some struggles. There was two toilets that were clogged. I just want to say from a little girl that grew up south of the boulevard in Woodland Hills, that was middle class, going to private Catholic school in USC, you can do it too. If I can do it, you can do it.
Okay.
Keep dreaming. Work the secret. Thank you.
That was good. Keep dreaming. Work the secret is a nice close.
Okay. Now it's your turn. Okay.
Okay.
Because now you've already won once before.
Oh,
this
right.
The following year.
Okay.
And so now I get to do the award, right? Because it's always the person that won.
Yeah.
The last.
So I won, and then you won, and then I'm winning again.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And the nominees are for Best Supporting, I'm not going to make you the main actress, for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series for the Golden Globe. Love this. She's so great. Tracy Ellis Ross, my good friend, went to my wedding. was and worked with her a lot. Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish. God, she's so good. Mm-hmm. Britney Spears for Dancing in My Room. Oh, oh my God, this was amazing. Britney, you're free and you're here. Kim Kardashian, My Law, My Life. So funny. Oh my God, so funny. I love that you've worked it out. Invite me to the Christmas party, please. And to my girl, best friends for so long, Sarah Colonna, for Struggles Behind the Bathroom Door. And the winner is, it's hard to open. I knew it. Sarah Colonna, Struggles Behind the Bathroom Door.
Oh my God, Heather, thank you. Oh my God. Oh, thank you. Okay. Oh,
yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just going to keep making it about myself.
Heather,
you're welcome.
Heather, okay. Give me the award. Okay. Heather, let go of it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Gosh. Well, you guys all heard my speech 2 years ago. So here I am again. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Wow. Classy move.
Yeah.
Classy move. Congrats, Sarah.
No, no problem. Thank you. I just, you know, wanted the other girls to have their time.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm. Kept it short. Mm-hmm. Yes. And now back to our host, Joe Coy and Chelsea Handler.
Oh, my God.
They'll definitely
got
to be co-hosting this.
They are.
Okay.
I can't believe
by the way,
how good you are at coming up with names of things. I was
I said
Osbourne was from The View, and that's not even accurate. But that's a movie that she's in now. That's
speaking
a TV show.
Speaking of which, one more thing on the Golden Globes. The guy from Squid Games won, and I guess he's one of the oldest people.
Oh.
What's it? Oh Young-soo.
He won South Korea's first Golden Globe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But like, how the fuck did no one, how did I not know? Like, was it on some streaming internet site? Like, where was it?
I still don't know, but Will Smith won. We knew he was going to be nominated and win, though I've not seen the movie.
No.
Though I was excited when I heard about it, but I don't even know where to go look for it.
Oh, he plays
the dad of the Williams sister.
Right.
But I have heard that, like, some people didn't necessarily love the storytelling of it, but that he did a good job. Like,
yeah,
that there
he's
was
a really good actor. I just know too much about his private life, so I thought maybe he won for that.
Of course, I'm watching And Just Like That. I'm going to get a little more into it on Thursday's show with Lala Kent because she is watching it. But Sarah and I are going to talk about some other things. But I can't believe you're not watching it and wanting to.
I know. I feel like I'm like a failure of a lady in her 40s that's not watching this. But I don't know. I the original one I only have seen as like reruns. I've never watched it front to begin,
right?
Like start to finish or whatever. Like I know who Big is. I know who Aiden is. I know all that stuff. That's all I got. But
yeah,
and then after everything came out about the first episode, and I knew like what had happened, and I was like, oh, whatever. And then read something that somebody said that they make a lot of old jokes about being old.
This is what it is. Like it's a lot of old jokes. Steve is deaf. She had to get a new hip. Sarah Jessica Parker. Miranda started drinking too much because she secretly wanted to be fingered by Che Diaz, who is a non-binary, unfunny comedian who has a hit podcast and a Netflix special. She got fingered by her.
Then, I did hear that she
and then,
got fingered last week.
They have a non-alcoholic wine lunch because they're supporting Miranda, and she tells Charlotte that she had sex with Che Diaz, and that's what she's masturbating about. And Charlotte was very taken aback. And then Miranda goes, Charlotte, please. It's just a finger.
I mean, that's funny.
It was pretty great.
That's funny.
And then
was she a lesbian did she come out in the first series?
No, but there was a great episode where someone at a law firm, a male partner at a law firm, assumed she was a lesbian. And then because she wanted to please the guy and become partner, she played along with it and brought kind of a lesbian looking like friend guest star to come. And then that hostess, his wife, was like so excited because she said, we've been looking for a good lesbian couple to add to our eclectic dinner parties. Now, this is 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And which is funny because that's what Charlotte also was trying to do. She was inviting this beautiful black girl to her party. And so she was looking for black couples in her complex to invite to the party.
Okay.
The other thing I don't like about what's going on is, you remember Mario Cantone? He's hilarious. He's still in it. He's really funny in it. He was Charlotte's best friend, right?
Right.
Guess who's fucking poaching him? Carrie.
Oh, really?
Now, I know Carrie always knew him, but in this last episode, Carrie's calling him. She's meeting with him. She's doing shit with him.
Why?
And not including Charlotte.
Why is she doing that? Because she's lonely because Big died on the Peloton?
Well, and Sanford is no longer there. The real Sanford passed. So they had him break up go to Tokyo. But I'm just saying, like, if we're pretending we're in real life, like, if I was Charlotte, I'd be, like, slightly annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, but, you know, I like his appearances in it. So I'll get more into it with on Thursday's show.
I think it was my stepmom, actually, that told me about the fingering scene. She was like, they love it. My stepmom loves the show. And she was like, telling me
Well,
about
I made Drake watch the last one. He was annoyed because there was no horrible, cringy podcast scenes. He likes to watch the horrible, unfunny podcast scene, which is with, what the heck's his name? No, but what's the... That's not Tommy Lee. What's his name? Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee is in it, and he's supposed to be...
Oh, I love him.
I know, but his character is the grossest, most disgusting heterosexual cis male, as they'd call him, cis male. Just
he's playing like an annoying guy.
Who masturbates on subways and stuff.
Oh.
Just gross. So, and he's dating the girl who is in a wheelchair, who blew him off because he doesn't wash his towels. All right. One thing that was interesting
was a good summary
that they found out is Carrie has a new best friend in it that is this really pretty girl, and she's from Indian descent, and she's a realtor, and she brings Carrie to a part like a celebratory Indian thing once a year. And her dad is played by this actor that was already in Sex and the City in a scene with Samantha.
Oh, my God.
They use the same Indian man.
The busboy that Samantha kissed in season 2, episode 4 is now Seema's dad.
Yes.
That is funny. I mean, they must have known that.
I think they did, but I don't think they realize how smart the internet is and how rabid these fans are. And I think that literally the casting director, they probably chose the same casting director. And they were like, and we need an Indian man and woman. And she's like, oh my God, I love this guy. You got the part. Like, we don't even need to audition you. Because, like, casting directors, no offense, can be lazy, too.
Well, you know who else has done this?
Yeah.
Me. I was in 2 episodes of Days of Our Lives as 2 completely different characters. And one as a nurse and one as someone's wife, where I only had, like, 1 scene. I thought I was about to be recurring because I was someone's wife, but he died in that episode. And so that was it.
And when they called you the second time, did they say, like, don't even worry about it, that you were a nurse before?
I think they were like, yeah, nobody's going to remember that you had, like, a line as a nurse ever. And they were correct. I don't even really remember it, but I did it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I'm basically the same. You know, my Days of Our Lives career is very similar to this guy's path.
Yeah.
On Sex and the City.
I love it. Yeah.
It's but he's probably good. Getting paid better.
Che Diaz has more Instagram. The character of Che Diaz has more Instagram followers than I do. This is they zoomed in because even though
so that's a character.
It's a character.
Okay.
So Che Diaz is a non-binary comedian. Okay. So goes by they. So I'm sorry if I've called Che a girl. I'm trying to. Anyway, they had a exchange with Miranda, and Miranda was a little rough with Che because she caught Che giving pot to her son Brady, who's boning his girlfriend all the time, who thank God didn't make an appearance in this episode. Hopefully she was picking up her birth control pills. But anyway, so for some reason, Che, who couldn't be older than, I don't know, 38, 40, refers to Miranda as Rambo. Doesn't that not seem like the right reference?
Rambo.
As in the 1980s movie where Sylvester Stallone was a whacked out former Vietnam vet that was like getting angry at the government.
Is it supposed to be like short for Miranda somehow?
No. It's supposed to
be Rando.
Like, right. No, it was supposed to be like, hey, you acted like Rambo coming at me when I was just, you know, sharing my pot pipe with your friend. So then Miranda's always, you know, super horny now for Che. So before Che comes up and fingers her while Carrie is sleeping after her hip surgery in the kitchen.
I I 100% know why I'm not watching this fucking show right now. And surgery.
And the phone buzzer comes and Miranda's taking care of Carrie. And she's like, hello? And she goes, hey, it's Che Diaz. I have a mic and something for Miranda. For Carrie, mind if I come up? And she goes, oh, it's Rambo. Right, you know, like Miranda, and then she fixes her hair. And I just think, like, who the hell? So then after being fingered, Che says, I got to go do a tight 20 somewhere. But DM me if you want to hang out sometime. Doesn't give her her text, phone number, or anything. And so then you see that Miranda texts Che, who has 367 Instagram followers and only 120 posts. So she hasn't even been on it that long.
I'm relieved right now that this is from the show. I thought you meant that they created a profile for this character on the real Instagram.
In real world.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought
was happening. There's the real world, and then there's the alternative universe.
Right.
Oven just like that. I live in both.
Right.
I live in both. I hop back and forth.
Yeah.
So I can get angry about the fact.
I don't blame you. Yeah. I'm angry and I don't even fucking watch it. I'm angry that there's even a comedian character on this show for some reason. It's driving me. It's annoying me.
And anyway, so Miranda writes, hi, it's Rambo. Let's hang out sometime. So there's still four episodes left, thank God, because I was shooketh when I heard that last Thursday might have been the last one. And then, of course, Chris Noth, who was supposed to be in these episodes like flashbacks, they have cut him completely out. So then you go to one episode and it's 42 minutes and the next episode is like 31.
Oh, so he was supposed to continue the show in flashbacks.
Yes.
And then, got it. Okay. I did not know that. But yeah,
Yeah. So anyway, then there's all these articles been written about Che Diaz's character. And just like that, Che Diaz is the worst character on TV. And I mean, the memes, everything about it, even so many like LGBTQ people and queer people and non-binary people also do not like this character, because not only is this character not funny, but Che is rude.
Sounds like they just made this character not likable.
Che is rude and super cocky and super unfunny and kind of forceful and just like almost like the most douchey guy that could be on TV. Like not empowering, like nice. She's not like empowering women. She's like almost being a dick to Carrie and being like, You gotta. What does she say? Lift your pussy up. What does she say?
She
has that expression. Like,
I mean, they obviously made
put your best pussy forward or something. Put one pussy in front of the other and like come up with some, you know, good jokes.
You're supposed to have two pussies.
Pussy up. Yeah. Is what she said.
Pussy up. Yep. Well, I feel like it sounds like they made this character annoying on purpose, but at the same time, sometimes I don't understand. I understand wanting someone to be like, you know, talked about a character's controversial and talked about and be like, oh my God, I love to hate that person. But it sounds like everyone is just more annoyed by this character.
I don't think it was done on purpose, but based on the passion that I have for this show and the amount of minutes that I've discussed it, I think they're doing everything right.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're doing everything right.
Yeah, they can. Everyone will tune in to find out why that character is the most whatever hated character or whatever. So it all works.
This TikTok went viral. It's at 6.5 million. And I want to ask you, as a wife of a football player. Mm-hmm. So this girl, her name is Camille Kosek-Tech. I don't know. Do you know who this guy is?
I do. That's Gronk.
Okay.
Rob Gronkowski.
Obviously very cute, very hot. So she just films him going to shave his face. And she says, what was the first thing I asked you to do when you came home 12 days ago? He's like, shave. And she goes, and now, or whatever it was. And now you're shaving 12 minutes before you have to report to your team.
Right.
And then he kind of says some stuff. And he's like, oh my God, I think he's imitating her. But everyone's going crazy saying that he is like shaving for his teammates. And he's clearly like... wants to be with his teammates more than this girl. And I think it also went viral just because he's hot. So it stops you from, like, you're going to watch the whole 12 seconds when
he's
someone's
like a
that
popular,
hot.
He's like a popular, okay. He's known for being, like, funny and kind of, like, outgoing and silly, I think, too.
So like, what was John's routine about? Do you like a smooth face? Do you like, do you request shaved faces? And does that, are you supposed to shave before you play a football game?
I mean, you'd think I would know that, but I actually have no idea. But John was always clean shaven for the games. Maybe it has to, maybe for your helmet. I don't know. I should know this answer, but I really don't. I'm trying to think if I can picture any guys.
Now I'm wondering if you want to be fingered by Che Diaz. Well, I'm not, are you not even attracted to your husband?
No, I am. I'm
you
just
don't
saying,
even know if you're like into a clean face.
Oh, no,
or
no.
Shape?
I know what I'm into. I'm just saying, I don't know if they have to. Well, I kind of do like it when he gets a little scruff. He's usually clean shaven, but every once in a while it gets a little scruffy and I kind of. I like it, except for when it goes down on me, and that kind of hurts.
Okay, well, at least that's still,
you know,
at least that's still happening.
Yeah,
so that's great.
No problem.
So you don't think he shaves?
But he might have to. So... He might be shaving for. I'm trying to fucking think. I feel like they probably do have to stay clean shaven.
Do you think
because of their helmet?
Or do you think this guy's clean shaven because when he goes down, his teammates are just gonna...
No, maybe he's like, I like to grow it out when I can because then I'm going to have to shave it before I go in to.
The
know.
Comments are just like crazy.
What do they say?
Like they're just like he wants, he's doing it. Is he on Tom Brady's team or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they're like, he's doing it for Tom. When's he coming? You know, like all the TikTok comments are so incredibly crazy and cruel, but also very funny. I think they're the funniest ones out there, like versus like Instagram and YouTube and stuff, because the people are just like,
or
shamelessly
or like
harsh.
You can feel like maybe they're joking, but
yes,
then
they're joking.
Whereas
too.
On Instagram, you're kind of like, it just feels like everyone's mean. Or yeah. Twitter, it feels like everyone's mean.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah. Twitter people are angry. Okay. Let's talk about Kim and Kanye. All right. A lot has happened since the holidays.
Is she still with Pete Davidson? I get confused by their relationship. I can't tell if they're together or not.
Okay. What happened between this past week? I guess SNL was a rerun last week. I don't know because I'm assuming because he was gone. Apparently, he was seen in the Bahamas getting on and off a plane with her. But the detectives, you know, the internet detectives, found that she was wearing the same thing when she got off the plane as she was going back on the plane. And then she was posting bikini photos that they have discovered were taken on a trip to Palm Desert, not the Bahamas. So nobody really knows. But she wore a very... Let me find the outfit. Here's the outfit. And it was like a bikini or a very, very low cut, one piece cutout bathing suit. And then these enormous, giant, kind of like reminiscent of like TLC gang kind of girl looking things with like all the rips and holes. Very different than what Kanye was putting her in prior to them officially breaking up, which is all the hands being covered and the feet being covered and being like this Yuna thing.
Oh, right. And like what she wore today.
God, I don't know how she fucking pees in those outfits. It's got to have a slit somewhere.
Like the one she wore to the Met Gala? That,
all of it, like, where the gloves, feet, everything. So, and it's all like one
very
piece.
Uncomfortable.
So then you got to like take it all off. Anyway.
Well, it's like when you go, you know, when you wear like a jumpsuit out and you think it looks really cute and then you have to go to the bathroom and you have to pull it all the way down and you just feel like, so shit, you just feel like shameful. You're like, I'm naked on a toilet now. It just feels like
You feel like a child.
You feel like you did something bad. Yeah.
Yes.
And really, all you did want to look cute in a jumpsuit. Yeah.
I know. And then if you like, this she absolutely could probably pee without even taking your pants on because they're soft. There's so many holes, and you can just pull a one piece suit. You can just pull to the side.
Right.
So she definitely was able to pee with Pete Davidson, but. I don't know what's going on there.
Pee with Pete Davidson. Maybe that's why she's with him. She's like, it's just so much easier to pee
now.
Oh,
my God. Now with my new look, because I'm such a chameleon, I'm just going to change my look to, like,
I mean,
what
I do,
works.
Like, I like this look that she has on. I'll be honest. Like, if I could get away with that, I would totally wear something like that.
I think it's weird how often she changes her style and stuff. But whatever. It keeps us talking, so she knows what she's doing. But, it's not my favorite look. I don't think it's a great look for – I think she has a perfect body, but I don't think it's a great look for someone with that short of legs.
Right. That's true. That's
like, probably, I think the bigger, wider jeans
–
I think the bigger, wider, like, jeans look good on someone who's, like, a little bit taller, but you got to have a tiny waist. Okay. So let me go back to everything
that's going on with Kanye.
They're so
bringing back the wide leg jeans instead of skinny jeans, everyone's saying, and I can't –
Oh, no. Skinny jeans are staying with me.
Okay. They better.
So as you know, Kanye's always been about fashion.
Yes.
So he goes on a date with this girl, Julia Fox. And Julia Fox is in – what is it? Precious Gemstones. What is it called? What's that?
Don't look it up.
Righteous Gemstones?
Yes, Righteous
Gemstones.
I love that
show. Who does she play?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. She's a really pretty girl. She's a single mother. She did a podcast. She has her own podcast because everybody does, which is fine. And she talked about the ending of the Kardashians a couple months ago and what a huge fan she was of the Kardashians. She loves the Kardashians. She wants to be part of their family. She literally says that.
Oh, my God. And then she goes on a date with Kanye?
So then she goes on a date with Kanye. Not only does she go on a date with Kanye, but Interview Magazine asks her to write about it. And she writes about it, includes and it's only their second date. And she includes all the photographs for an article. So she's like, I went on a date with Kanye. It was absolutely amazing. So they go to dinner at this restaurant. They go eat at the – so someone did a TikTok about this, but at the restaurant, you directed an entire photo shoot for me. This is what she writes. While people dined, the whole restaurant loved it and cheered us on while it was happening. And somebody actually was in the restaurant filming her standing up as waiters in masks had to go around her. And she's got like her – the whole look that he put her in was a black top, big jacket only around the elbows – low pants, and then all your G-string stuff showing up around your hips. That's the hot look that Kanye came up with.
First of all, why is he dressing people? I think that's so weird.
He's dressed all these people, all these ex-girlfriends, and he's like...
I guess I need someone to dress kind me of now like a, I think about it.
He's kind of like a doll maker. So here's one outfit that I featured. These pants, I don't know who makes them, Balenciaga, I think, they have the feet already in them. So they're these jeans that they look like acid wash jeans, but they're really leggings. Looks like she's kind of got a camel toe too. And they're like cream. They're not flattering. And then it looks like she's like a fencer.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly it. Even the way she's standing, she kind of looks like she's about to like go into battle or something.
Anyway, he has a history of dressing his women. So when he met Amber Rose, he really like elevated her style and was always dressing her. Then, of course, Kim had to always wear what he wanted. My worst stage was the big ski jacket stage.
Oh, yeah.
And the sweatpants. And then, yeah. And now this girl. And then he's had other girlfriends, too. Before his brief romantic relationship, he also was dated the Victoria's Secret angel in 2010.
He doesn't look very happy about dating her there.
He is with Amber. This girl, Venetria, she's a model. That was brief. That was in between Kim and this girl. He dated this one.
Okay.
Here she is. This was also in there. Irina Shayk. But the Julia Fox is using this publicity much more than these two other girls that he dated briefly between Kim and today.
Well, do you think she was like, I'm going to write an article about us going on dates? Or
it's so bizarre. And so then she said in the interview article that after they dated after the dinner or the start of it, they walked in and all these clothes were for her to wear and try on and keep whatever she wanted. And it was all things that he picked out and was styling her.
Nice. I'd like to go shopping. Like, I'd like him to just put up a closet for me, but not.
I just don't think I'd like the clothes.
I know, but maybe you'd find like, if he buys like 100 things, you might find like 4 or 5 nice things out of there that you like, or that you could cut the feet out of.
I mean, you know who also does this? The Bachelor. That's right. Always
right. They always
But
do
at
that.
Least you have like a real stylist that knows that you're a size 4 or whatever, and it's like,
you don't have just like his fantasy of what he's going to dress you up, like a doll or whatever, which is weird. But wait, and then you said something. Oh, the restaurant thing.
Yeah.
That's for her to say everyone loved it. There's no way. If I was in a restaurant and I had to watch Kanye take a photo shoot of some girl he was dating, I wouldn't love it. I would be annoyed.
Right.
And like you said, the waiters and stuff, people were trying to work. And she's like,
well, when I first saw this like TikTok of it, I thought it was like a joke. I thought that like someone put this in the background and then someone was acting like her taking photos, but no, it was real. Mm. Amazing. So anyway, the Kardashians have been going through a lot. What was this? Oh, she's worn. Oh, she did post for Skims and stuff too. This Julia. So
this, maybe she's like, if I can't get in your family, I'm going to have sex with your
and then
ex-husband,
and
then I'll be around somehow.
Here's another.
You'll have to deal with me.
Here's a crazy, another crazy coincidence. She did a paper magazine photo shoot with Pete Davidson in 2019.
I mean, that is crazy.
I feel like
starting to feel like a single white female situation. You know, like I'm copying your life or something in some ways. That's kind of creepy.
Look, I think she could be enjoying them just like anybody could.
Oh, sure.
But, like, she's fucking utilizing this better than the other girls have. Like, hey.
Yeah, I didn't even know
I'm a working actress that nobody knew my name, and now Juicy Scoop is talking about me nonstop. So clearly you've made it.
That's right, girl.
All right, let's talk about Joe Millionaire, this show on Fox. Do you remember the original Joe Millionaire?
Yes. Where they fooled everybody into thinking he was a millionaire, and he wasn't.
Right, but there was just one guy. So it was like The Bachelor, but it was done at a mansion type of house. So it's back now, but there's these two guys, and the way they presented them, we know who the multimillionaire is.
Right.
So they first show us this guy who has this incredible hair that he does in like a man pony, and
I know, I don't usually like man ponies, but
he's
this guy's really hot. Yeah, he's really attractive.
And he says, I'm a general contractor and I have my own business, but I'm not a millionaire. And then, or he doesn't, I don't know if he says he's not a millionaire.
I know, he doesn't say that.
People are predicting that there's a trick.
Right, that they're both going to end up to be millionaires.
Yes. But regardless, even if he's not, if you end up with him, he's still total, I mean, that's total potential.
Yeah, and he's like up and coming. Like he has his own business.
A general contractor. I mean, my God, like that's a great career to have for always, but certainly now. And then this guy is part of family money that owns a big farm and a bunch of industries and a bunch of different, I think they have liquor, they have this, that. But they're like in the middle of nowhere and they're like the richest people in the town. That's how I understand it.
And they say they're worth, they say he's worth $10
million. Worth $10
million. That's what they tell him, yeah.
So then they meet, kind of like that they like each other and stuff, and they're friends. And then there's this weird butler there that, by the way, could they not get an outfit that fit him? He's like swimming in it.
It's like too big for her. Maybe the costume designer had COVID or something and couldn't come in that day. I don't know.
So I guess like Kanye wasn't available either. So they're at some mansion and the girls start to arrive. What are your initial thoughts of the guys, the girls? What were you thinking?
Well, there's a couple things. First, when they both come up there, I would have been, because they just think there's going to be one guy. And then they go, oh, the twist is there's two of us. And I'm like, if I'm one of the girls, I'd be like, oh, wait, do I have to date them both? Like, is this a throuple? Or am I like, that's it for a second. I was like, they kind of acted like that. They're like, there's two of us. And I'm like, you need to make it more clear that.
Right.
Yeah. But then obviously they do. And that kind of made me laugh. But I like them both. I think that there is going to be a twist because they just really don't talk about. They show that he has like a big company or like a successful company, but they don't ever talk about his money. And they just go, one of you is a multimillionaire, one of you is not. And it's like, is it going to be like, you're a billionaire? You know what I mean? Is there going to be something weird where there's something like he is also really wealthy and like, I don't know.
This is what I find. Well, what I had said when I heard the show was coming, I said, I just don't know how in this day and age versus, 15 years ago with the original Joe Millionaire, how they're able to find cute girls that haven't already met either one of these or both of these via Tinder, Bumble, Instagram, DM, something. Because they're all, in their mid to late 20s or whatever. How have they? And of course, one of the guy comes out and he sees this girl. And I'm watching it with Drake and Brandon. I made them watch it. And I'm like, and he sees this girl and immediately tells the producer, she follows me on Instagram. We've actually DM'd each other.
She absolutely knows my lifestyle.
That I have a helicopter and everything. And she's like, oh, I love this guy. And they're like, really? And then the producer like pulls her aside. And they're like, I'm sorry. Like, you know the secret, so you got to leave. And the first thing Drake goes, oh, my God. And this girl probably had to get 3 shots, 12 COVID tests, and be alone in a room for 10 days. And she gets to be on the show for 5
that's
minutes.
That's 100% true. She probably had to quarantine for like 2 weeks. Oh, my God. and then now she's like, great, I get to go home. That's really funny how his brain works now with COVID. But
and then there's this one girl who's like a realtor, and she's 32, and she's so blatantly a gold digger. Like, she's like, my mama always said, you know, it's easier. Like, she's just like out to find someone rich.
They all seem a little bit successful, though, the women. Like, that one woman, she's like, I'm a realtor. Realtor. I know that I just said that weird. Sometimes that's like one commercial. They always go realtor. And I'm like, am I supposed to say it like that? So she's a realtor. And then she like does night bottle service at night.
No. The bottle service at the night lawyer. Is the attorney.
She's an attorney during the day, does bottle service at night, and then said something about how she has $13 million or settled something for $13 million.
No, she just means she did a case.
Oh, okay.
She won her client that much.
So she probably makes good money as a lawyer. But then if you make good money as a lawyer, I mean, I know people think it's fun to maybe do bottle service and stuff. Definitely not. Like, there's too many assholes that you would have to put up with. So I don't think she's doing it for fun.
And also, with all the clubs being closed, that's probably why she has to be on this show. Because she's like, fuck.
Oh, right.
I mean, every day, I don't know.
And maybe her real dream is to do bottle service, and she had to become a lawyer to get through COVID because all the clubs are closed. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe she loves it.
Well, this one girl, she's 21, got her lips so enormous.
I can't with those. I can't. It's the girl with the long brown hair.
Yes.
They're so big.
It's painful.
Listen, I just got mine done, by the way. It's very light. I did it because my upper lip was fucking disappearing. But I got like, it's very mild and I was afraid to do it.
I love that you're honest.
I will love that you're being telling the scoopers.
I'm
all about
old for the fillers and everything too. But the whole point is exactly that. You shouldn't. This big.
It's jarring. Like,
and
John,
I also want to say to young girls that get their lips that big, I don't know what like the long effects are, but I'm assuming that like there could be a chance where they lose something in like that you've expanded them so much that like, and if this look goes out, which it might, heavy brows go in, thin brows go in, like. Don't change your face so much that you can't, like, get it back.
I don't think that look is in. Like, I said to my dermatologist, he's like, no one will even know you did it. It's going to be such a small amount.
Until you tell about it on Juicy Scoop.
Yeah. I know, until I just tell everyone. But whatever. I guess I want everyone to know you can do it without looking insane. Like, that's the point of this stuff. Like,
yes.
And when you do it like that, like, you know how, like, when, like, big people lose a bunch of weight and they have a bunch of loose skin. Like, I'm afraid she's going to have big flappy lip when they're not, something weird's going to happen. It's so big. Like, because when I got mine done, I said to John, I'm going to do this and I might look insane. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't even tell. It looks great. Like, you know, he's like, whatever. And then he goes, oh, I see what you're talking. Like, he was watching. He goes, well, thank God. You need a no person. You need to go to a dermatologist who is a no person.
Yeah.
You need to go, absolutely not. I'm not putting my name behind that insane looking lip.
Right. Yes. So, and she's only 21. So there's a variety of girls. And, you know, but one guy goes on the date and he gets to go. The rich guy gets to go to like a honky tonk bar. And they all get to drink and party and have fun. And then meanwhile, the hot guy with the man bun goes to has like a cotillion dance, and those girls all end up getting drunk and crying. So it's okay. I have to say, I was hoping that I'd feel more passion for it, whether loving it or hating it. So I don't know how much I'm getting into. How did you feel?
I'm enjoying it.
I think I'll still watch it, but like I don't know.
I think it feels a little bit like. Like kind of like a fun, dumb reality show again.
Yeah.
You know, not like a Rock of Love. Nothing will ever be that good. But
oh, yeah.
That was the best.
Memories.
But even yes, like that thing with the cotillion and then versus the honky tonk. Like, I think almost everyone would have rather go to the honky tonk. Like, that looked fun.
Oh, and then I was going to say that with this guy with the ponytail, that's the not rich but potential, he has like an initial like – that was kind of cool. Him and this girl have like crazy, like heart-stopping chemistry from the moment they lay eyes on each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think we've all had that, and I think it's kind of exciting to see.
Like if they had a first impression rose,
yeah,
she
like almost like you can't even like look over that way. And she's really pretty, and right off the bat, she's like, "I have a 3-year-old. I'm divorced. Ex-husband in the picture. Like, which I thought was kind of cool. Like yeah. right off, she tells him. So so that's, I mean, I'm a little bit invested in because
I know
he clearly is not like into anyone else. But and it's kind of interesting when you watch The Bachelor so much that how many first impression rose people get it. And it really goes to show you that there is like a love at first sight or an attraction at first sight that like it's
hard to like yeah. anyone else. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and even when you go to a party or a bar, like a night out. And you're like with your girlfriends and you meet a group of guys and you and the, whether you end up dating or make out at the bar or go home with them or have a one night stand, I don't know. But it's like, it's rare that you have that initial something with someone and then like an hour later, you're like, actually, I'm more into that person over here. Like,
yeah,
it is sort of like it's you gonna pick be hard. Out who you're into in whatever pool you're in.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for him to like anyone yeah. else. Now, what, but, and I'm assuming it'll happen at some point during the show that they both like the same girl.
Well, that girl with the son goes on a date with the $10 million guy.
Right. I think so maybe
we
I
see
saw
that
preview.
In the future. So
right.
of course they're going to make that happen.
Yeah. Where they're going to have,
she's pretty, but she's not your typical, like she's
which,
a little.
What did she do for a living? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know if she does anything for a living.
It seemed like they all kind of have their shit. That was the thing. They all seemed like, I was like, oh, they all kind of have their shit together. It seems yeah. like, but then the cotillion happened and I was like, of course they don't. Of course they're all just
drinking like, and being weird.
Yeah. And then like, and fighting over one of them wore the same dress.
And a couple of them are not cute. Okay. I'll just say it right there. A couple of them are not
oh my God,
cute.
The one girl with the really like beautiful curly hair. I wish I could wear my hair like that. She's got like the big, yeah. like, it's short and if I do mine short, it grows up like a mushroom. It doesn't look right. But anyway,
I remember when
really
it was
pretty.
Short and it wasn't your best time.
It was not. It's okay.
So you're up on Tristan
yes.
Thompson. So the girl, you know, he admitted to having his third son with this girl
after she fucking made him get a paternity test and exposed
yeah,
him.
Right. And so anyway, people like. It was interesting. Somebody, like, I don't know, I saw it, whatever. Chloe got flowers from Travis and Courtney, and I guess this is just, like, something you do when your baby daddy, who you think is committed to you, has a baby with somebody else. I don't know what.
They send them her flowers?
Like, I guess. Thinking of showing you. Support? I don't know. But Corey...
Take me to a bar. Fuck that.
Corey, Kim, Chris's boyfriend of many years, he was at his game, and he was holding up a shirt, and he was supporting Tristan, and... I don't know. What are you supposed to do? Not go to the game? What else is Corey going to do? He had big plans.
Right.
Well, all of a sudden you're supposed to. I mean, I'm sure they knew.
It's tough tickets to
also,
probably give up. I'm sure they were nice
tickets. They probably knew weeks ago. Yeah. You know, the potential. Like, so they were like, okay, so now you're the dad and whatever, but I still want to go to the game.
Right. But you could go to the game. I would be like, you can go to the game. I get it. But like, you don't have to wear.
Or and hold up the jersey.
Yeah.
Or he wore the jersey or something. Yes. Yeah. Oh, it said he held up the NBA player's number 13 jersey for paparazzi in LA. That's what he did. It's a bit much.
Do you think he's in trouble with Chris today for doing that? Like, does she say anything to him? Is he?
Or she told him to do
it. In the other room?
Maybe she told him to do it.
I know. I just feel like everything's
because
calculated.
Because Chloe's maybe not ready. I think there might be a surrogate somewhere who is carrying his fourth child with Chloe.
So that she is.
So when this baby comes, we need to smooth this over. We need to let the world know that we forgive Tristan. We're happy for this woman and her child. Just, you know, we support his other baby mama, Jordan, and her baby. The kids get together. Like,
but I just feel like when you're somewhat like, because he basically tried to make this girl look like a gold digger, like,
yes.
right thing, right?
Very cruel, yeah.
So it's just, and then it all turns out to have been true.
Right.
And it's like, that to me is almost even like the worst part of his character.
Right.
So it's like, why would you even want to have anything to do with him? But if they're already in the works to have a baby together, I guess that's different.
Here's the thing, people. If a woman says, you're the father of my child, and you have never slept with her, okay? 100% go on the offensive.
Yeah.
If you have slept with her, not once, but twice. He admitted, I only slept with her twice, so I don't know how this could happen.
That's how fucking pregnancy happens. Like, oh my God,
and guy. Of course, she said, no, we were, you know, seeing each other for 5 months, but I believe it happened on this night, which was his birthday. you know, in Texas or whatever right. she said. Or he said,
because
that's
he
the only
came
night
inside of me.
Yeah, or that's the only night I could have happened.
Sorry,
I don't
everybody.
Know. So I'm just like, yeah, guys, you know, don't only really go on the offensive when a girl says it and you had, you literally, your dick was nowhere near
right.
her outside of your pants anywhere.
Like, don't say I did not have sexual relations yeah. with that girl if that girl can prove if, that you did.
And
yeah.
Yeah. Or if you came on a blue dress in the Oval Office, like, maybe don't say it.
Yeah. It's that's good advice that I think of anyone listening, men
yes.
or women, you know, if it can be proven, you might want to backpedal.
Looking for men, not that neither of us are, both so happily married with our plungers and my husband. So a juicy scooper wrote this to me last night. She said, I'm bored alone for a work thing in Las Vegas. And I wrote my girlfriend or something, and, or somehow she came across this. And it is about getting, like, I assume they screw you, but it's a professional boyfriend.
Oh.
For rich women. Like, I went through the website.
Oh.
And it's headed up by this former military guy that used to do, like, you know, private security and stuff. So they're basically offering whatever you want. You want just along with having someone that may or may not screw you, because they don't say that on the website.
Right. You can't, right?
He's going to be hot. Okay, they show the guys. They're all hot, fit. Some can be more age appropriate. Like if you want someone that's like late 40s, so it doesn't look ridiculous or whatever, you can get one. Most of them are former military and Chippendales men. Some are both oftentimes. And so they're fit, and so they also can protect you in like a smash and grab or whatever if you're shopping. Whatever you want. You want to go to a restaurant and not have your Rolex stolen. You can bring this guy. He can be act as a bodyguard.
And your date.
And your date and your driver.
Let me tell you something. Something ever happens to John, I'm going right on this website.
Like, you don't?
I don't, like, want it, you know?
I have been saying that this.
Is,
I have
I would
been
not
saying
want
a, this
another
for
husband.
You.
I would,
okay.
That's what you want. A companion.
I think that somebody that put this together was a juicy scooper, because I've been saying this for years. I just think there's a lot of women out there that are like, look, I don't even, I may not even necessarily want to be screwed, but I'd like someone that's like well-dressed, smells nice, and can carry a conversation, and I want a date. Like, I want a guy to like pick me up, take me to the restaurant, but then it's like now we're into a dry bar mid-2000s movie where it's like, how far do you go with this guy?
Right.
You got a wedding. You want to show that bitch that, you know, you're not the sad, you know, see... Oh my God! Okay,
that's what I feel.
You know
like...
what's, you know what's going to happen?
Oh no! What?
Season two of And Just Like That, because they're listening to Juicy Scoop. You're welcome. One of the Carrie or her friend,
is gonna
who the
do
realtor,
this.
Is going to get this something like this.
It's going to be Carrie probably, because she doesn't want to love again after Big, so she decided.
No, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah,
her friend, the realtor, she's this realtor friend who's the pretty Indian girl, is going to have this guy. Have this person, and she's going to be all supportive, and then she's going to find out, Carrie, that it is a paid companion, and she's going to be like, I thought we were friends. I don't understand. Me of all people. I mean, Big is dead. Big is dead. And then the girl will be like, really? Because you are judgy, and maybe I didn't want you to like poach my fucking paid boyfriend like you did Mario Cantone
yeah.
from Charlotte. So maybe I wanted to keep my paid boyfriend to myself, and maybe I didn't want to share it with you, because the whole point of having a paid boyfriend is that the world doesn't know.
Yeah.
I don't need you to fucking go on your shitty podcast, She, They, and Them. What's it called?
X, Y, and Me.
X, Y, and Me. And tell Shay Diaz that your friend has the agency boyfriend. And it's called the agency, which I don't know how Kyle's husband feels about that, because Kyle of... You know, the agency is
oh,
the
right.
real estate company.
Yeah.
Mauricio.
Well, I say this is genius. I would 100% do that. You're definitely right. It's going to be the next season of Sex and the City. But if I was to be suddenly single in any way, shape, or form, this is what I would do. And like, honestly, just because I'd be like, look, I got, you know, I want to go on a vacation. I don't want to, I want to be mostly by myself. I'll probably even get you your own room, but I'd like to have someone to have margaritas by the pool with.
And also, in this day and age, if you're going to go to Mexico to a beautiful resort, don't you want like former military like with you?
Sure.
I mean, people are, it's scary. So now you have this guy with you. Like, you know, I don't know if they have a license to carry or what the deal is. I guess you couldn't bring your gun on a plane, but whatever. You have someone who's like pretty fit and can protect you. And
or I even mean, like, what if you just are, you know, like you said, for a wedding or, you know, if your family, if you have to go, if you're going to like a family dinner and you know it's a family thing where they're always going to be like, oh, here comes Sarah, a loser with no button. You're like, oh, yeah, look at me. I got Danny over here from the agency.
And yeah. I mean, look, all these girls that are getting caught getting these guys that are dirty Johns, at least you know this guy isn't going to steal like, you know, $100,000 from you. You're going to pay him.
Yeah.
Whatever. $5,000 for the weekend. And if you get laid, you get laid. Or maybe you don't want to get laid.
Yeah. Maybe you just want like a massage.
Or maybe you just want him to go down on you and then say, yeah, I don't need anything more than that.
You don't need anything more than that.
You know, like, or whatever. Let me just
a
like.
A finger.
Yeah. Or just a shady ass finger. Yeah. I don't know. But I am, in fact, going to Las Vegas this weekend.
You are?
I am.
It's to do shows or no?
No. Oh. I'm meeting a guy from the agency.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm going there for, there for my friend's birthday. I'm very excited to go, you know, and I'll let you know what happens. But
where are you staying? Well, you don't want to tell people where you're staying.
Of course, I want to tell people where I'm staying. The whole point is someone approaching me. we're staying at the Encore, which is attached to the Wynn.
Right.
And I think we're doing like something that night with the Chainsmokers or something, like a club. And then the following night, we're going to Delilah's, which is supposed to be the fancy restaurant that has a show. And
are there shows right now? Like,
I think there's still some stuff. Right. I don't know. I mean, look, it's real COVID-y there too, but I'm going, you know, so
well, listen,
I mean,
so
I've,
far
I've this long, I got the booster and the flu shot on top of the double shot. I mean, I had a very hard time getting it. I went to 2 rehabs and receded to try to get it and they wouldn't accept me.
To get the booster
shot. It's a long story. You can listen to the one with Justin. But yeah, I did attempt it. And now I have the actual appointment. So I'm getting a double shot today. And we'll see what happens in Vegas.
Whether or not it stays in Vegas. Yeah. Or whether you fucking bring it home and spread it all over Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. We're going to end just on your thoughts on the latest on our girl Britney Spears post. She had a wild weekend on the Instagram.
Was this the butt shots? I mean, she's a really nice ass, I just want to say.
An excellent back.
I know that there was another shot that really showed her back.
Oh, that back is so good.
I know. I went up and started doing like resistance bands, like those You're things. Like, yeah, I was like, I got to do something. Yeah, she's a really nice. I mean, that butt and back, like, good for her.
She stopped following Jamie, her sister.
Right.
You know, there's big problems. And then she wrote this long post with a stock photo of a little girl flipping off somebody from the olden days. I don't know where she got this. And she makes this long story, which is like, I was making a sandwich for my friend's daughter. And then the friend came in and said, why would you give her that much peanut butter? It's this long story basically saying that the friend, wait, let me like see what it says. Okay. It's always a different conversation when you go to make your girlfriend's daughter a sandwich in the middle of the day and she sweetly suggests no cheese. I could ask why she spoke about the calorie count. Oh, this is what it is. She couldn't believe it because it caught the little girl, I guess, asked about calories or something. And that's exactly what happened when I was 12. I started watching my weight. And then the girlfriend comes in and screams at you so freaking loud in front of her daughter and places all the silverware down so that she can do so. She says, how dare you insinuate my daughter has an eating disorder? I never even said that. But geez, anyways, maybe to save peace this year, I will get in my garden and those efforts won't be considered trying at all. Not more like dying. Nah, I'd rather try and be annoying and live and disturbing the peace. Psst, let's watch what we say in our years. 2021, tried its hardest, bless its heart. Well, I know. Oh, be careful. Doesn't show up and bite us all in the ass. Leaving saying blessings. Stay safe, healthy, and kind, my friends. The world needs it. And then, like, a red shoe, a dancing girl, and a ice cream cone.
Listen, I've never been able to really quite understand what her posts indicate. But they think this was about Britney's, about Jamie Lynn instead.
That at one point, the girl probably is about that age now. Jamie Lynn's daughter that she had at 16. And so I think she's trying to say at one point she was making her something to eat. The little girl asked about calorie count. She then brought it up to her sister and her sister attacked her. And she was like, look, I'm just trying to say my weight was a big deal because I was a child star. I'm just saying, like, don't talk about it with your daughter.
Yeah.
This also reminds me of the way she wrote about, do you remember that one really weird one where she was at a hotel and she was locked in the room, in the bathroom, and she called below, and it was like this long story of how she locked herself in the bathroom and Sam couldn't hear her, and she was trying to get them to open the door at the hotel, and people thought it was a metaphor for being like, being held captive. It's just a weird thing. Her Instagram at this point is her only stuff that she does artistic. Like, she's not recording music. She's not filming anything. So she – the brown pumps – now, listen. I've talked about the brown pumps.
Yep.
There are two pairs of brown pumps. These brown pumps in the bikini are a pointier toe.
Yeah, those are different and higher.
They're a little bit higher. The brown pumps that she likes to dance in – are the looks like a shoe. Wait, looks like a pump. Feels like a sneaker. It's a rounded toe. Sensible.
Yeah, and look at it. It's like a wider heel. Like, it, not as
much
stiletto-y.
Much easier to dance in.
A sensible,
much easier
it's a
to
sensible
walk
heel.
So when it's a still, she sometimes goes with the higher brown, skinnier heel.
Yeah.
And when it's dancing around in different bikinis, it's the sensible brown curved toe pump, not pointy.
Listen, I mean, that's a lot I have to think about, but if I can get those higher stilettos and my ass can look like that, I will be my whole Instagram account's going to change, and you guys are going to see my entire asshole for the next 2 years.
I'm all about seeing it, Sarah, because I do think you have a good ass. You always have. And the key might be these particular brown pumps.
I think it might be the pumps.
But I also want to say, I did a TikTok about it, and TikTok people are mean, and Britney Spears fans were saying, those aren't her only shoes. Your theory doesn't hang tight. She wore red cowboy boots last week or something. I'm just saying.
So defensive.
There's weird and comforting about these pumps.
Right.
Because they never match your outfit. They never... I mean, I just think this...
Why does she say the brown pumps are back? Don't ever question me again.
Said it. This is mine.
Oh.
I said, don't ever question me again.
Oh, gotcha.
Wait,
I was like,
where's
why
the
is
naked
she
photo?
About?
Where's the full naked photo?
It should be in there. Maybe it's more towards the bottom.
Well, anyway, she did a full-blown naked photo. So she put on these tights, these like stockings up to her thighs.
Right.
And crotch out, titties out, took the photo in the mirror, and then had to choose the photo, then had to put the tiny heart on the puss.
Right.
And the tits.
The little flower on
there. And then put it up there with no comments, which I thought was sad because obviously your teenage sons would want to say, great tights, Mom. I am going to be a bitch about it as a mom of teenage boys.
It's okay. You can be.
Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have kids, so I never think about that stuff.
But when you do.
Yeah. When I do.
When you do.
When
you
I
know,
have.
You know, the Pope,
when I have
the
a
Pope
child
is not
in my
50s. The Pope is not happy with you.
He's not happy.
You don't even
with
have
me.
A pet.
I do have a
oh,
pet.
Oh, you have
now.
A cat. You're right.
I have a cat now. But I know, yeah, the Pope.
I'm like,
Pope.
You know who also didn't have kids? Jesus.
Yeah. And the Pope. I don't think he has kids.
Well,
anyway.
My friend who's really Catholic is like, yeah, that we don't know of.
Right. Oh.
About the Jesus. Because there's that whole, like, conspiracy, like, that he had a wife and had a couple kids, and I don't know.
He had a side family, like,
but
like in a Lifetime movie.
I think that he and his, 12 best friends enjoyed their time at white parties in the desert and fabulous long dinners that went well into the wee hours of the night.
Yeah,
with
a lot
great
of wine.
Red wine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody had a wife. You never hear about any of those guys' wives.
That's right.
So, okay. But speaking of which, well, when you do have kids, I'm sorry, you do have to think about them.
Right.
And you do have to think about what the stuff that you will do will affect them. And I think people are so comfortable featuring everything that they their kids are just immediate. And like some of these like viral videos of like a 2-year old being like saying the F word and or throwing a tantrum and stuff. I'm like, I don't know. That kid's going to be 10 one day. And when they're 10, they don't want a video of them acting like a brat or crying. Being out there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I feel like that a lot of, like, even with, I mean, actually bringing it back to Full House, I remember everyone was really mad when Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen didn't want to do Fuller House, and people were like, you're spoiled and ungrateful. It's like, they put them on as babies. That wasn't
right.
their choice.
Yes.
And I think they've been pretty open about, like, they didn't really like that. They didn't want to be, they, like, I mean, they're not ungrateful, but like I don't. We don't like to act like we don't want to be, you know.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize. You think it's like always such an easy job, but if you really have a lot of money, going to set and call times at 6 a.m. and working all day for something that you don't love.
Yeah,
you don't.
If you don't have to do it,
you don't have to do it, and you don't have to do it because some weird fan is bullying you into doing it.
When you were like put on, like, I'm like, you didn't make the decision to be in TV. Your parents put you
right.
in. Yeah. So it just feels, and that, and anyway, similar, it not similar, but what you're saying is like you put something out as it for a kid, and then later they're like, well, I wish that video wasn't all over and had millions and millions of views because now that's who everyone thinks I am and I'm 16 and I can't shake that.
I mean, and maybe these boys are going to be that much more mature and evolved, you know, of just being like, yeah, you know, maybe they can do a TED Talk on how to accept that your mom has an OnlyFans account, you know, by Jaden and what's the other one's name? You know, like if we can do it, we're the sons of Britney Spears. If
right.
we can do it and be fine, so can you. Because you know who also is going to be doing
but
that TED
also,
Talk?
They may be fine with it. That may be the other thing. They may be like, yeah, that's we know what comes with the territory of like being her kid or something.
You know who also might have a TED Talk is Sophia, daughter of Farrah Abraham, the teen mom, is selling her own poop.
I can't. So did she take this from the girl that was farting in the jar? I mean, what?
The girl that was farting in the jar has lost her momentum and her gas because unfortunately she ended up in the hospital.
Because she thought she had she was having a heart attack.
Well,
and
she had medical issues before, and then I guess she would fart 97 times within 2 days and then have to stop in between and jar it and everything and like sell it.
So I like how you make it sound so strange. You know, and then she had to stop and jar it and, you know.
Jar it and say, like, yeah. And
you know what it's like to can vegetables? It takes
like, yes. I assume it's like that.
Yes.
You got to make sure you have enough masonry jars, a label, stamps.com. Like there's a lot going on besides just jarring her own
right,
farts.
Right. Yeah. We
well,
need to give her more credit.
Farrah, according to Hollywood Gossip, someone who follows her OnlyFans saw that she is now offering to not only take a photo of her shitting, but you will get that exact shit, not the one before, not the one after. You're going to get the one that you saw the creation of. Jar it up and sell that to your OnlyFans.
But here the problem is with all of these people, just like the girl that farted in the jar, people were buying it.
Exactly.
They're like, I'm almost more mad at the people that buy it than I am at these people. Because if we would just nobody buy it, and then maybe this will stop.
Yeah. And
just
you know,
stop.
Here's the thing.
But I'd much rather have a mom who shows that she has a nice ass on Instagram than I would one that shits in a jar and sells it to people. I can tell you that.
I think this is the lowest of the low of all the children of OnlyFans mothers that might have an issue with it.
Because you can't go like with a
well,
a
this
mom
is what,
that's
you know
like
what this
nude
is?
On Instagram or something. You
yeah.
can be like, she's proud of her body and she's showing this and that. Okay, fine. Like you can have an argument. There's no argument.
You know what is great?
For shitting
I want to thank Farrah Abraham right now. Because as a mother, if I do anything that the kids are like, stop it, that's embarrassing. I'm going to say, at least I'm not filming my shit mailing it and making you drop it off at the UPS store.
That's right. That's right. You preach, Heather.
Yeah.
That's right. Be grateful, kids.
Be grateful.
Yeah.
Okay. But on the other hand, you know, your looks can go, things can change. But you know what doesn't stop until the day you die? Shitting.
Yeah, and it probably
there's
stays
enough
pretty,
shit to go around.
You don't have to put filler in it. It stays just as it always is. There, it doesn't get, you don't have to Botox it.
No.
It doesn't
go gray.
But then
also, like, what about the person? What about the person that, like, knows that Farrah Abraham is on their mail route?
Oh yeah, I think that, like, I think you were able to at least go to USPS and,
well, again,
and take it up with the, and say I'm not picking up her mail.
Okay, I have a UPS store that I've been part of for years.
Mm-hmm. A part of.
I mean, they know me. I pick up my stuff there.
Yeah.
Now they're listening to Juicy Scoop. Someone who works there, Farrah Abraham, is in the neighborhood. She's been there for years. She's dropping off and picking up her stuff.
And you hear clang, 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 a little jar is rolling around in a box that she's dropping off. Yeah.
Now you know.
Hazard pay.
You know you are, you know, putting out labels and all this stuff for human teen mom shit.
That's when you demand literally hazard pay or you
Well, you
say,
wonder why people don't want to work.
You and there you go.
People
that's
why. Quitting their jobs.
That's why.
Yeah, you thought you'd work at this UPS store. You liked the location. There's a Subway next door.
What if you figured out there is always a Subway next door to the UPS stores? What if you found out that one of your sons, what if they get in the mail a little
like they
mysterious
bought it?
Package?
There's no way.
I know they wouldn't, but I'm just saying, what if you found out? Okay, maybe more believable. What if Peter bought it?
What if someone writes Peter and asks for his? Because now it's a famous.
Right. Well, maybe you don't know. Maybe I'm selling it on eBay right now.
God.
I might be selling little pieces of Peter's doo-doo that's been left over from the holidays.
Or what if one of her fans actually is some type of doctor or works at a lab and in it discovers that she has some type of disease? And then lets her know you need to go to the doctor because I ran your shit through a test and you have the early stages of whatever. She goes, gets checked out, and it saves her life.
Then it's
she'll be like, really, Heather McDonald? If it wasn't for me selling my shit and having an OnlyFans work in a lab and be a sick fuck to run my shit through the lab and let me know that I have this weird disease, I would not be here today.
Right. It would be like with that the lady who told the guy that worked at on the hockey team that he had skin cancer, and all of a sudden it would be a nice feel-good story all over the news.
Yeah.
Man discovers, sick fuck discovers that this girl has.
Sick fuck with a heart of gold. And a medical degree. Saves Farrah. Well, maybe, you know, we'll see what happens. Sarah, thank God you don't need to do this.
Not yet.
Do you have anything that you want to share with the Juicy Scoopers so they can get a little more Sarah Colonna in their life?
Yeah. Keep your eye on tour dates because right now I had a couple and they got canceled. So,
oh, they did?
Yeah. One was a construction thing, but also
what do you,
due to,
what do you mean a construction?
It was a new club that.
And
then
I thought you meant you were going to a construction site trying to meet Joe Millionaire.
Yeah, that's and that too. The new season of Married at First Sight just started, so I cover that on Are You My Podcast. So if you're Married at First Sight fans, please listen to Are You My Podcast. It's on Thursdays. And Juicy Scoopers always get 20% off one of my stadium-compliant bags. We just added wristlets and little elevated fanny packs, clutchwomen.com with the code JUICYSCOOP, all lowercase.
Wow, that is wonderful. And that's a great discount, too.
It is.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, girl.